your presence. I'm a louder. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence.
Father, we just thank you for tonight, and thank you, Lord, that we have the privilege and the honor of calling you our hero. Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for relentlessly pursuing us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're so amazing. We love you so much. We're so grateful to you, Lord. We bow down to worship you, Jesus, in all that we say, all that we do, being willing and submitted in heart to your transformation of our lives. Thank you, Lord, as you make us more like you. We desire, Lord, for you to go to those deep places in our lives. We just thank you, God, for an amazing weekend. Thank you, Lord, that what you did was, there are no words for what you did and how you showed up. So we praise your holy name for that. We thank you, Lord. We say with humble hearts before you, God, that you have brought Pastor Jerseo and Inez here for relentless pursuit, and they've chosen to stay longer to be able to impart what you have given. So we thank you, Lord, that we look forward to receiving more. Thank you for this extra special treat tonight. We're so grateful, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to tell you that Pastor Jerseo was awakened in the middle of the night, and while we were taking Pastor Jose to the airport, to the Cleveland airport, a lot of activity in the middle of the night, and he was so excited when we came back a little bit later to say that the Lord had awakened him to speak very specifically to him for tonight. I don't know about you, but that just really gets me every time I hear something like that. We always want to be led by the Spirit. We always want to hear his words. We want to know what he's saying. But boy, when he wakes us up and says, this is the message, that's what Papa Mel said on Sunday. And he came downstairs, and I was in the living room and just hanging out. And he said, I've got the word of the Lord. He woke me up. So the Lord did that Sunday, and he did that for Pastor Jerseo last night. Even if you're not awakened, doesn't mean you don't get the word of the Lord. But I'm really excited about this and what he wants to deliver through this willing vessels, Inez and Pastor Jerseo. We're putting things together, guys, for the audio and the videos for Relentless Pursuit. This was not just another conference. It's never like that. The importation and the place in the Spirit that the Lord took us to is unprecedented, as Mel said on Sunday. It's definitely different. It's a place of maturity. Number 7 marked something in the Spirit that brought us into a new place. So I'm really excited about what God's planning on doing, what the next step will be, and what the Lord plans for us. And so we'll make those things available to you folks so you can catch up and maybe listen again and hear what he's saying. Because this is so special and so important. It's for dominion in the world. It's for a release of the power of God for these last days, for the end time harvest. And if you weren't here for whatever reason, I just implore you to take it so seriously and see what you can do to connect in, make up, or whatever. And even if you were, I can't wait to listen to it again and be part of that. But I have the privilege of these folks living in our house. And so another African, Brazilian African papa is donning one of the beautiful shirts by Linda Novella. Pastor Juseo is speaking tonight from what the Lord has revealed. I mean, we just can't stop. We're sitting around the kitchen table. We've talked to Ben a couple of times on the phone yesterday and today, and just had a powwow last night. It's like, Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing? And, you know, our familiar way of saying, I like to connect the dots. You know how we say that in our humanists. That's what he's doing. He's showing us, like, oh my gosh, I didn't see that before. And this goes with this, and it goes with this, and it goes with this. And so it's a place of synergy. There's a new level of synergy, a new momentum here in the Spirit. I'm very, very thrilled and honored again to introduce Pastor Juseo Ribeiro from Sao Paulo, Brazil, from Heliopolis, from Cidade de Deus, but first and foremost from the kingdom of heaven that the Lord has brought here to us with Inez Nunes. And you know Inez, and she's the director of Frontline Brazil with Pastor Juseo, all working together and also leading and moving so powerfully in City of God. And the flow and the function of these two together and all the beautiful people that surround Casa de Jesus and all that's happening there just touches our hearts to the deepest levels. And we're growing exponentially. I mean, the things that God is showing are just really fun and really cool. And I just wish we had all night. But I want to give Pastor Juseo the full amount of time. As long as you can, come on up, Pastor Juseo. This humble man of God knows Jesus so intimately. So does Inez. And they carry such strong, powerful anointings that are touching the depths of our soul. And I'm just encouraging each one of us to allow the Lord to take us deeper tonight. Whether we were here or not here, we'll be touched. Because there is something new. And it's not just because God says there's something new every time you're in my presence. There's another level of new that's been released. And I just want to ride that wave. I don't know about you. I just want to stay in that place. Because if not, now we get to take that ride over again. And we don't want to have to do that. So this is very exciting. And I know that if you have not had an opportunity to purchase any of these amazing pajamas as part of the vision that God has given Inez, Pastor Juseo, and others, but particularly right to Inez, this is an opportunity for you to sow into this. Whether you want them for kids in your family or not, give them away. Just purchase them, and let's help her take the proceeds back and sow into more of what the Lord's doing. When we were talking to Ben today, we were reminding Ben of the strong prophetic word that he gave Inez. Was it 2 years ago? Two or three years ago? A couple years ago? 3 years ago, and he just met Inez for the first time, and he just, boom, just prophesied over her and gave her this powerful word for this vision going to the ends of the earth, going all over the world. This is not some little small, she's raising some funds for, you know, fun thing to do. This is something that God's given as a very prophetic vision. So to support that, it would be a really good idea, and you have been, and I thank you for what you have done. So if you can think about that, we can take these and we can distribute them. Can you imagine going downtown and going up to somebody and saying, this is for you, because you purchased that and you have something to give away. And then you can give them the story behind it, which we're not going into tonight. So thank you, Jesus, for these two precious ones who we love so much. They are family. You are family to us. We're so privileged and so honored to be able to cry together, to be able to laugh together and love together and change together and just be family together, knowing that this relational heart and connection for all of us is way beyond what we can understand. It's just, I don't get it. I just know it feels good and it feels right. And the Lord's doing it. It's not just about feelings, but he's doing it. It's been prophesied and reprophesied, cemented And again, you're going to need the whole loaf, the whole picture from Relentless Pursuit 2018 to really catch the fullness of that vision. So may I encourage you to take that step and go even deeper. So God bless you both. They leave tomorrow night. They fly out of Cleveland at 7. So we get one more night. Today was a great day, and tonight's going to be absolutely remarkable. Can we give just a big thank you to these? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sacrificing, and thank you for traveling so far, putting your schedule there behind and putting us in front. And he just took his busy life, and as is too, and just said, I'm going to put it over here, and I'm going to come and devote my heart and my life to spend time with all of you guys and all of us. I mean, that's honor. So we just want to honor you and say thank you. We appreciate that. Inez, thank you too for giving so much of yourselves. We see it, and we appreciate your deep humility in honoring the Lord and honoring those in here to be able to receive from you guys. Amen.
Boa noite, meus amados. É com alegria muito grande que a gente continua mais uns dias com vocês, né?
It's full of joy that I'm still here with you.
Depois dessa festa tão maravilhosa que nós tivemos nesse sétimo Relentless.
After this feast we had with this Relentless Pursuit.
Quanta coisa maravilhosa Deus falou conosco.
And the Lord spoke to us in a very deep way.
Eu fui especialmente tocado profundamente por tudo que eu ouvi aqui.
I was really impacted by everything that I heard here.
Eu recebi resposta de mais de 30 anos atrás de coisas que Deus falou nesse encontro.
God spoke to me about things that I didn't have answer for more than 30 years ago. The Lord spoke to me about 30 years ago, and I received the answer for those questions in this event.
Quando eu retorno para casa, eu não consigo dormir no avião anotando que Deus continua me falando do que eu recebi nesses dias aqui.
So when I go back home, I cannot sleep because I keep writing down what the Lord is telling me.
E por semanas eu fico como que ruminando, não usando a palavra feia, né? Ruminando o que Deus me deu nesses dias.
So for weeks I keep thinking and reflecting upon what God has given me.
E cada uma das vezes que a gente vem, a gente cresce um pouquinho mais. E ama mais ainda Jesus.
So every time we come, we learn more and we love even more Jesus.
Enquanto a gente vem servir vocês, a gente recebe muito de Deus através da vida de vocês.
So we come to serve you and we receive so much from all of you.
Então eu sou profundamente grato a Ele pelas oportunidades que Ele me dá de estar aqui com vocês.
So I'm deeply grateful to the Lord for the opportunities that He has given me to be here with you.
E hoje Ele tem um pouquinho mais para colocar no nosso coração.
And today He has a little bit more to put in our hearts.
Todos os anos, na virada do ano, nesses últimos 22 anos, Ele sempre me dá uma palavra para o ano seguinte.
Every year, at the end of the year, he gives me a word for the following year.
E essa palavra, nesses 22 anos, durante o próximo ano, ele me dá mais de 50 pregações sobre aquela palavra que ele deu.
So he gives me a new word for the new year, and then he keeps me giving more information, more revelation about that.
Sempre essas palavras têm três significados.
And usually there are three meanings to the word that he gives me.
Como Deus está nos vendo naquele momento espiritual?
So how God is looking at us and seeing us in that spiritual moment?
O que ele quer que a gente faça?
What he wants us to do?
Através dessa revelação.
Through this revelation.
E se nós obedecermos o que Ele tem de promessas para a gente.
And if we obey what He's saying to us, what He has as promises to us.
Desde o ano passado, durante esses 22 anos, nunca Ele tinha me dado o livro de Apocalipse.
And during these 22 years that He gives me yearly a word for the next year, He never had spoken to me about Revelation.
E desde o ano passado, eu entendi que Ele está querendo que a nossa igreja, e de modo geral, cada um de nós, nos aprofunde no estudo de Apocalipse também.
And I understood from him that he wants our church and other churches as well to deepen their knowledge about Revelation.
Porque revelação, né, Apocalipse, acima de tudo é revelar quem Jesus é.
So a revelation above all is to reveal who Jesus is.
E de uma forma profunda, extraordinária.
And in a deep way.
Quem é esse Jesus maravilhoso?
Who is this marvelous Jesus?
Agora não só contando do amor dele, os efeitos da cruz. Não só contando sobre os efeitos dele que causaram através da cruz.
Not so only the effects of the cross.
Mas ele voltando para nos levar. E ele volta como o ser mais glorioso, mais extraordinário que pôde e pode existir no universo.
So also about that he is coming back as this amazing and glorious Lord Jesus.
E o grande amor que ele tem por nós e nos promete coisas, além de nos dar coisas, ele nos promete coisas.
So and this wonderful love that he has for us that gives us things, blesses us and also loves us.
E o texto que ele nos deu para esse ano está em Apocalipse, capítulo 3, do verso 7 a 13.
So this year he gave us Revelation 3 from 7 to 13.
E fala da igreja de Filadélfia.
Talks about the Philadelphia church.
E ele fala para sete igrejas e também para essa.
He talks to the seven churches and also to Philadelphia.
Ele começa falando com as igrejas uma frase.
And he starts when he starts to talk to the churches, he starts by one phrase.
E termina com uma frase.
And finishes with also one phrase.
A próxima igreja ele começa com a frase.
So the next church, he starts with this
phrase
and finishes with the phrase.
As sete igrejas, ele começa com a mesma frase e termina com a mesma
frase. For the seven churches, he initiates with a phrase and finishes with
isso,
a phrase.
Isso significa que é de extrema, extrema importância a gente entender essa frase que ele está nos dizendo.
So this means that of very big importance that we understand what he's trying to
quando
say.
Quando ele fala uma coisa na Bíblia, um assunto na Bíblia,
when he says something
importante.
In the Bible, of course, it's very important.
Quando ele fala duas vezes, como nos Evangelhos, o mesmo assunto,
when he talks in
é de mais importância.
When he talks about the same thing
quando,
more than once,
is
that is very, very important.
Quando ele fala sete vezes a mesma coisa é de ultra importância.
So when he says the same things about seven times, it's because this is really, really, really important.
E aqui nas sete igrejas em Apocalipse ele fala sete vezes essa frase.
And here in Revelation he says seven times this phrase.
Quem tem ouvido para ouvir, ouça que o Espírito Santo fala para a igreja.
So who has ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches?
Vocês talvez se lembrem numa das pregações que nós estávamos ministrando anteriormente.
And so maybe you remember about a word that we gave before.
Quando ele falou da igreja da tribo de Issacar.
When he said about the Issacar tribe, yeah.
Que Deus teve no Velho Testamento e tem hoje pessoas que Ele levanta para ouvir e ver e fazer o que é que Ele quer no tempo específico que nós estamos vivendo.
So He lifts up people to do exactly what He wants, how He wants it in a specific time.
E antes, nos dias que antecedem a volta do Senhor Jesus,
and the days before the returning of Christ,
segundo Tessalonicenses 2,
Tessalonicenses, thank you.
Capítulo 2, fala que o inimigo vai liberar um mover muito grande de mentiras e coisas para nos tirar da presença de Deus e a gente não participar da vinda do Senhor Jesus.
So that the enemy is going to release a spirit of lies so we will be out of the things that the Lord wants to do.
Então é muitíssimo importante a gente estar ligado às coisas de Deus para que a gente ouça todo dia perguntar para Ele o que é que o Senhor quer que eu faça hoje.
So we need to be connected to the Father's Spirit so we know exactly what us to do daily,
passo?
On a daily basis. What's the next step?
E como nós falamos também, não dar nenhum passo na tua vida sem primeiro ouvir e ver o que Ele está fazendo para eu copiar.
So you cannot do anything without knowing His will, what He wants you to do.
É de extrema importância a gente estar atento.
So we need to be really alert.
Senão o inimigo vem e nos desvia para a esquerda e para a direita.
So otherwise the enemy just takes us out of the right direction.
Quando eu leio essa frase que o Senhor Jesus fala.
So when I read this phrase that Jesus and the Holy Spirit says to us.
Quem tem ouvidos ouça.
So who has ears to hear?
Parece que é clamor vindo dele em nossa direção.
So it's like a cry out coming from his heart in our direction.
Quase como uma súplica, filhos, parem e ouçam, me olhem, vejam o que eu estou fazendo e façam.
So it's crying out to say to us, listen, children, stop what you're doing, listen what I'm saying, listen, see what I'm doing.
Me arrepia de falar.
So I get goosebumps. By
talking
filhos, about it.
Parem e ouçam.
Children, my sons and daughters,
parem
sons
e
and
vejam.
Daughters, stop and see.
Parem e façam.
Stop and do what I want you to do.
Copie o que eu estou fazendo.
Imitate me. Do what I
Sejam
do.
Sejam meus imitadores, como diz na palavra.
Yeah, do what I do. Imitate what I'm doing.
Então é muito forte esse clamor dele nesses dias.
So it's very strong. This crying out from him.
É muito importante a gente pegar tudo que foi dito até agora nesses dias.
So it's very important that we get everything that has been said these last days.
Dos quatro cantos do mundo para trazer para você essas coisas extraordinárias que a gente
So God
ouviu.
Has brought to you four people from the four corners of the earth to talk to you, to impart to you.
Pegue os DVDs e ruminem, estudem, orem em cima para Deus que entre cada vez mais o que você ouviu, todos que estiveram aqui.
So buy the DVDs, chew it. And really think and reflect about it and pray about it. And
e ouça esse clamor dele.
So listen to his that he's
ouça
crying out. Listen to it.
Quer falar
listen
com
to
você.
What the Spirit wants to
Se
talk to you.
Disso.
Feed
Divulgue
from it.
Isso.
Release it. Tell other people about it.
É a voz dele, do coração dele para o nosso coração.
Is his voice? Is the voice from his heart straight from his heart to our heart?
Então, são sete, resumidamente, sete promessas que ele tem para nós.
So he has seven promises to us.
E ele vem nesse período que nós estamos vivendo. E o texto começa dizendo, quem tem ouvidos para ouvir, ouça, no verso 6.
So, in this season that we are living in, he comes and says, whoever has ears to hear what the Spirit is saying.
E ele fala,
in verse 6 of Revelation, chapter 3.
Para, no verso 7, para a igreja em Filadélfia.
So, in verse 7, he says to the church in Philadelphia,
para a igreja que está em Filadélfia.
To the church in Philadelphia.
Para a igreja que é Filadélfia.
For the church that is Philadelphia.
Filadélfia, de uma forma resumida, significa amor fraternal.
So, Philadelphia means fraternal. Okay, brotherly love. Thank you.
Esse amor fraternal, no sentido um pouco mais aprofundado, significa o mesmo amor que nós temos pelos nossos irmãos biológicos, pelos pais, pelos irmãos, é essa qualidade de amor que Ele quer que a gente tenha, em primeiro lugar, para Ele, acima de tudo, e ao próximo.
So this brotherly love that means that the love we have for each other, for our brothers, sisters, for our relatives. And so the same quality of this love is the love that he wants us to have with him and also with other people.
A extensão do significado de amor fraternal.
The extension of brotherly love.
Você se identificar com a dor do próximo.
Is the you have to identify yourself with other people's pain.
Você se identificar profundamente com a necessidade do próximo.
So you have to identify yourself with other people's need, other people's suffering.
Você viver literalmente para o próximo.
You have to live literally for others.
Em outras palavras.
In other words.
Ele olha para nós e nos chama de igreja da compaixão.
So he looks at us and calls us a compassion church.
Ele olha para nós e nos chama a mim e a você de igreja da compaixão.
So he looks at us, he looks at me and at you and says the church of compassion.
Nós explicamos um pouco para você o que é compaixão.
We explained a little bit to you what compassion is.
Deus ministrando meu coração sobre isso.
God talking to me about it.
Ele me fez entender.
He made me understand.
O fundamento do trono.
The foundation of the throne.
Que essa minha amiga aqui, pastora Mary Pat, me ensinou que está em Salmos 89:14.
So that my friend Pastor Mary Pat taught me that's in Psalms 89:14.
E eu fui me aprofundar no entendimento daquilo.
So I went and studied about it.
Todos os dias nós precisamos nos alimentar e ter relacionamento com Jesus, para não cairmos no grande ataque do inimigo nesse tempo, como a gente tem,
so, every day we need to be in Jesus' presence. Every day we
todos
need to feed from him so we won't fall into the traps of the enemy.
Todos os dias.
Every day.
Sermos alimentados pela revelação dele.
We need to be fed from his revelation.
Quem ele é?
Who he is,
quem nós somos nele,
who we are
que
in
que a
him,
gente, que ele quer que a gente faça,
and what he wants
que
us to do,
que ele quer que a gente reproduza,
what he wants us to do, that he wants us to do.
Revelação de Deus, não há nada maior e mais extraordinário de valor no universo, em todos os tempos.
There isn't anything more valuable than God's revelation.
Se você
in the whole universe.
É uma pessoa que está aos pés dele e recebe revelação, você recebe poder contra tudo e contra todos.
If you are at his feet every day and you receive revelation from him, so you receive power against everything and everyone.
Contra qualquer revelação. Contra qualquer ataque.
Against any
qualquer
attack,
tipo
so you have power against you to fight any attack on your life.
E ele me mandou uns anos atrás 4 vezes a Israel.
So a few years ago, he sent me to Israel for 4 times.
Ele me falou, vai lá no Monte Sinai, sobe lá que eu vou te falar algumas coisas. Eu pensei que só iria uma vez.
So he said to me, go up to the Sinai mountain and I want to talk to you there. And I thought I was going to go just the once.
E ele me mandou mais 3 vezes consecutivas e eu fui em cada lugar que Deus fez os milagres ou que o Senhor Jesus fez os milagres.
So after the first time I went another 3 times consecutively on consecutive years. And I walked, you know, I went on the place that Jesus, where Jesus had been and done the miracles.
Duas coisas mais importantes que me mostrou nessas 4 vezes que eu fui junto com um grupo de pastores.
And 2 things very important that he showed me during these 4 times that I went there.
foi entender sobre o fundamento do trono.
So was to understand about the foundation of the throne.
Que o entendimento saiu em volta do Monte Sinai quando ele dá os 10 mandamentos e as suas extensões.
So
de
the understanding came out of Sinai Mountain when he gave the 10 commandments.
E o fundamento apostólico e profético ensinado por Jesus e pelos discípulos sobre quem é Jesus.
And the foundation, the apostolic foundation about that was given to the disciples about who Jesus is.
Sobre o rei e o reino dele.
About the kingdom and the king.
E quando eu estava lá no Monte Sinai, lá em cima, ele me falou uma coisa em particular.
When I was up there in the Sinai Mountain, he said something specially to me.
Ele falou, tudo saiu daqui.
He said everything came out of here.
E espalhou pelo mundo.
And
no
went,
Velho Testamento.
Yeah, and went to the rest of the world.
E se a igreja de hoje não voltar para esses fundamentos, ela não vai entender meu propósito, talvez não seja nem salva.
And if the church doesn't understand this foundation, the church won't understand my purpose.
E ele falou de quatro coisas que a gente conhece, em Salmo 89:14.
And he said about four things that we already know in Psalms 89:14.
Vida de fidelidade.
A faithful life.
Vida de justiça.
A justice life.
Vida
a life
de
of
retidão.
A life of righteousness.
E vida de misericórdia.
And a life of mercy.
Ou compaixão.
Or compassion.
A definição dessa palavra, que dá algumas definições, a quarta palavra.
Compassion.
Compaixão.
Mercy or compassion. The definition of the words, it means.
Temos uma vida vivida pela graça misericordiosa e compassiva.
To live a life of mercy and grace. Compassive grace. Grace and full of compassion.
E ele fala uma coisa extremamente importante.
And he says something that's very important.
Que essa graça misericordiosa e compassiva.
So the grace and compassion and mercy,
junto com a fidelidade à palavra,
and together with the faithfulness to the word,
elas vão à frente de Deus e à nossa frente.
They go in front of God and in front of us,
abrindo caminho,
opening up the way,
para entendimento
to understand
de todas as qualidades e atributos de Deus,
and to the understanding of all the quality and attributes of God.
Se nós não entendermos e não vivermos o que é compaixão, o que é misericórdia, de verdade, nós não vamos ter entendimento da grandeza de Deus.
If we don't live out mercy and compassion, we don't have the understanding. We really are not going to be able to
Se
grasp
nós não
the understanding
tivermos
about
uma vida diária de
the
compaixão,
purpose of God. We have to have a compassion life every day. We have to live compassion
Se nós
on a daily basis.
Uma vida de compaixão diária prática.
We need to compassion is something we need to do
daily. Nosso entendimento de quem Deus é, de quem Jesus é, vai ser limitado.
If we don't do this, our understanding about who God is very limited.
Nós vamos andar na periferia da revelação.
We are going to be on the surrounds of the revelation.
E é isso que ele quer para nós nesse tempo, nesse período espiritual.
And what he wants for us in this season, in this,
quando ele ora para nós hoje, nesse tempo que a gente está vivendo,
when he look at us in this
e
season,
fala, minha igreja compassiva.
He says, my church that has compassion.
Minha igreja misericordiosa.
My church, my merciful church.
Esse é o chamado para os nossos últimos dias.
This is the calling for the last days.
A gente ter compaixão.
To have compassion.
A ponto de deixar nossa família, deixar nosso conforto, deixar todas as nossas coisas.
So we leave out our family, our comfort zone, leave everything for
e
him.
E dar a vida.
And to give
aonde
our lives,
Deus nos enviar, se for preciso.
And give our lives to whatever God sends us.
A primeira vez que ele me mandou aqui para os Estados Unidos, 2002.
The first time he sent me to the here to the United States was in 2002.
Eu vim pregar num seminário.
I came to give a message in a seminar.
E também o Randy me convidou para ministrar uns testemunhos no Apóstolos,
Voice
alguma
of
coisa.
Voz
dos Apóstolos.
So Randy Clark, he asked me to come and give some testimonies at the Voice of the Apostles.
E nos dois intervalos desses dois seminários, eu visitei algumas casas.
And as I was there in the seminar, I also went to some places to visit.
E numa casa que eu fui orar, eu tive uma visão.
And I went into a house and I had this vision.
E essa visão eu vi de um canto da sala, águas que saíam do chão, como águas que rolavam uma em volta da outra, mais ou menos dessa espessura, rolava uma em volta da outra, do chão para cima, e uma água bem azul, bem clarinha.
And I saw on one corner of the room water coming out of the floor and going up in a spiral. And this water had a light blue color.
Do outro lado tinha outro da mesma forma, da quantidade, fazendo o mesmo movimento, só que era uma água bem marrom.
And on the other corner, there was water coming out in the same way, going up, but it was a brown color.
E ele chamou aquela água azul clarinha de água da vida.
And God said, this blue water is the water of life.
E a marrom de água da sede, de conhecer a vida de Jesus, conhecer Jesus.
So,
as pessoas e países que têm sede de conhecer Jesus.
So, one side, the blue water was the living water, and the brown water was people.
Eu falei isso talvez outro dia, não me lembro.
So, it was the water that represented people that were thirsty for Jesus, that wanted to know Jesus.
E na visão, elas se misturaram, acabaram dançando uma em volta da outra, em direção a outra, elas se misturaram em uma só cor.
And in the vision, these two waters came together, so they just merged. And
e ele falou que são pessoas que ele irá levar, principalmente aqui da América, para o mundo.
And he said he was going to take people, especially from America, to other places.
Seriam chamados por ele de transportadores da água da vida.
So he would call these people people that would transport living water.
Antes de eu vir e ele me dar essa visão.
Before I came and before he gave me this vision.
Um mês antes de eu vir para cá pela primeira vez nos Estados Unidos.
A month before I came to the United States for the first time.
Eu estava dirigindo numa autopista muito veloz
no centro
de São Paulo. I was driving
on a highway.
E de repente o Espírito Santo veio.
And suddenly the Holy Spirit just came upon me.
E eu fui tomado de tal maneira, comecei a chorar e a tremer, mas não dava para encostar, não dava para parar o carro.
So and I started to cry, I started to tremble, but I could not stop the car. It
wasn't
possible to do that.
Ao trânsito, tentando dirigir, ele começou a falar algumas coisas.
So I was trying to drive, but he just kept talking to me.
Pela primeira vez que eu viria aqui.
For the first time.
Ele falou, fala para eles.
He said to me, tell them.
Aonde estão aqueles que deixaram uma vida comum, que deixaram suas casas, deixaram até suas famílias?
Where are those who left their homes, left their family?
E atravessaram os mares.
And went across oceans.
E do outro lado onde chegaram.
And on the other side, where they arrived,
muitos derramaram suor, lágrimas e sangue. Falou nessa ordem.
Many cried and even blood. They released blood and
falou,
tears and sweat.
Eu estou procurando estes que fizeram isso no passado para repetir. Os novos, nesse tempo novo.
I'm looking for those that we will do the same that the people did in the past. Aonde, I'm looking for those in this season to do the same.
Aonde estão?
Where are
os que deram a vida por mim?
The ones that gave their lives for me.
Que deram a vida para esse povo que é parecido com água marrom, que tem sede de mim.
And who gave their lives to these people that are like the brown water that have that are thirsty for me.
Onde está essa geração?
Where are they?
E ele falou, onde você for,
he said to me,
América,
wherever you for in the United States,
mundo, fale isso.
You talk about this.
Fale sobre isso.
Talk about
fale
this.
Sobre esse chamado.
Talk about
fale
this calling.
Fale sobre essa urgência de ouvir o que ele está falando e obedecer.
Talk about the urgency of listening to what he's saying and to obey.
Algum tempo depois ele trouxe vocês.
And after a while he brought you.
Encontrei a pastora Matt, pastor Troy e um time de vocês
so
lá em Moçambique.
I met Pastor Mary Pat, Pastor Bill and Troy. I met some of you.
E quando vocês chegaram, lembro que eu dei o testemunho.
And when you arrived, I gave this testimony.
Chegaram os transportadores da água da vida.
I told you those that transport the living waters arrived.
O Brasil está esperando vocês.
And Brazil is waiting for you.
Outros países
other countries
estão esperando vocês.
Are waiting for you.
Você tem que fazer parte dessa geração.
You need to be part of this generation.
E depois, quando vocês forem lá,
and when you go there,
nós vamos aprender.
We are going to learn.
Como eu tenho aprendido com vocês, de
as
com
I have been learning with
em
you,
forma prática.
And love, and you walk your talk.
E então nós também iremos para outros países.
And also we are going to other countries.
O Brasil tem uma promessa de Deus de ser o celeiro do mundo de missionários.
So Brazil has a promise of having many missionaries.
Estão aqui na América.
And man,
é o cumprimento dessa promessa.
So this promise is coming to pass.
Mas primeiro vocês foram lá.
But first you went there.
Primeiro vocês têm que ir nos lugares.
So first you have to go places.
Para que amanhã eles se tornem outros transportadores de
so when you go and then the people that are there where you go, they become those that will transport the living waters.
E ele tem sete promessas para você.
And he has seven promises.
Pelo menos sete nessa noite que
at
nós
least,
vamos resumir.
At least seven tonight.
E agora eu vou pedir para Deus que venha a unção da manta do Papa Mel de roupa assim. Papa Mel e depois José.
Okay, I am asking him to that so the anointing of Papa Mel come over me.
E também do Pastor José.
And also the anointing of
Pastor José.
Todo o trovão
que tem dentro dele.
It's the thunder that he has inside him.
Que me abençoa com essa roupa bonita aqui. Vocês gostaram?
And that he blessed me with this beautiful shirt. Did you like it?
Glória a Deus pela vida dele.
Glory
então,
to
hoje
God
eu sou
for his life.
Brasileiro africano.
So today I'm Brazilian African Brazilian.
Amém. Então, vamos às promessas, tá bom?
So let's talk about the promises.
Então fale assim: Igreja Filadélfia.
So say like that.
Eu sou a Igreja Filadélfia.
I
faz
am
assim.
Church of Philadelphia.
Mas com força. Eu sou a Igreja Filadélfia.
So you say, I am.
Eu sou a Igreja Filadélfia.
I am the Church of Philadelphia.
Você sabe o que isso significa?
Do you know what that means?
Deus olhar para mim e para você.
God looks at me and looks at you.
E fala, minha Igreja Filadélfia.
And he says, my church,
my
church of Philadelphia, my church
minha
that has compassion,
misericordiosa.
My church
Deus
has
fala isso para mim e para você.
The Lord says that to me and to you.
Para alguns de nós, isso é verdade absoluta.
For some of us, this is the truth.
Alguns que eu conheço aqui.
Some that
principalmente
I know
seus
here,
pastores,
especially your pastors,
isso é verdade absoluta.
This is an absolute truth.
Vida compassiva, dia a dia.
To live a life of compassion on a daily basis.
E para alguns de nós, talvez como eu, é uma profecia para nós.
For some of us, like me,
não
this
importa.
Is a prophecy. It doesn't
importa
matter.
Importa que ele chama a mim e a você de igreja compassiva.
What matters is that he calls me and
que
you
que
and
eu
me
e você vão fazer com esse chamado?
Person.
So que what we are going, você vão fazer
what are
com
going
isso?
To do with it?
O que é que eu e você vamos levar em prática que nós ouvimos nesses dias?
So what are we going to
do
with that? Are we going to put it
que
into
nós vamos
practice?
Guardar e aplicar no dia a dia?
So what are we going to learn and to apply
nós
on a,
não podemos
every
receber
day?
Esses tesouros vindo do céu
we
e guardar
receive
na gaveta
the treasures
em casa.
That comes from heaven and just put it into
tudo
a drawer.
Tudo que nós ouvimos tem que ter vida para nós.
Everything that we heard that has to be alive.
Cada
so
palavra,
we have to practice every
cada um
word.
Que trouxe para você aqui essas verdades absolutas extraordinárias.
So this truth that was brought here by all these
a
speakers.
Mim eu converti um pouco mais.
To me, it meant that I even more, you know.
A mim eu vou levar um pouco mais de fogo na minha bagagem.
So I am taking more fire into my luggage.
E colocar em prática comigo,
and,
com a minha família.
And I will put into practice in my own life and my family.
Lá em São Paulo e no Brasil.
And also in Brazil,
colocar
in São Paulo.
Fogo neles.
I'm going to
fogo
set
neles.
Fire on them.
Fogo neles.
Fire on them.
Fogo neles.
Fire on them.
E fogo aqui.
And
fogo aqui também, fogo
and
aqui,
fire
mais
here
ainda.
Too. More and more fire on this place.
Que é uma igreja de fogo, mas
we
Deus
know
tem mais
this
fogo.
Is a church that
ele
has fire,
mim,
but even
você,
more.
Chama igreja Filadélfia.
So he looks
igreja
at us and calls us Church of
igreja
Philadelphia.
Cheia de misericórdia. E não
a church full of grace,
falar,
so full of mercy
legal,
and compassion.
Muito obrigado, Senhor.
And we can just look at this and say, thank you, God.
Não.
Thank you, Lord. No, you can't just do, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Tem que ter vida.
You have to,
nós recebemos.
You know, it has to be alive. What we receive has to be alive.
Has
to be the
truth. Conformar, ouvir essas coisas e ficarmos parados.
We cannot be conformed just to hear these things and just be, you know,
dentro do avião.
I will not be able to sleep in the plane.
Deus está falando, volto e escrevo.
I go into the bathroom
eu
and the Lord is speaking to me. I have a book.
Se você me vê, eu estou sempre com um caderno na minha mão.
If you look
sempre
at me,
tá
I always
comigo.
Have some a pad to write on.
E eu escrevi quase um caderno na última viagem quando saí daqui.
Yeah, so I almost filled up one of those in the last trip I came here.
E eu já vim preparado,
here.
Trouxe dois.
And
se
this
acabar
time
um,
I brought
eu tenho
two.
Um segundo
so,
para escrever.
You know, if one, yeah.
Amém, querido? Para durante o ano todo eu voltar lá, o que, que ele falou? Ah, ele falou isso, Senhor.
So during the year I just go back on my notes and say, what did he say? And I say, oh yes, he said that.
Irmãos, Jesus está voltando, amados.
And Jesus is coming, brothers.
Jesus
is coming.
Jesus está voltando.
Jesus
está voltando. Ele vem muito rápido, muito mais rápido do que a gente imagina.
It's quicker than what we imagine.
E por cima ele nos dá pelo menos 7 promessas nessa palavra.
And in this word at least he gives us 7
promises. Eu não
inventei,
promises. Obviamente.
I didn't invent
eu
that. I didn't. I'm not making
dele,
it up.
Falou.
I searched his heart and
falei,
he gave
Senhor,
me.
O que é que o Senhor tem para nós esse
I
ano?
I bowed
me
down
fala.
And I said, God, what you have for us this year?
O que é que o Senhor tem nesse tempo para nós?
What you have for us
e
in this
aqui,
season?
Ele encheu meu coração.
And I came here and he
mais
just filled up my heart more. More and more revelation, extraordinary people that are from
aqui.
Here and where,
ama,
have been here
Jesus de verdade,
that love
prática.
Us and love Jesus.
Então o ponto é, o que é que nós vamos fazer a partir de hoje?
So the question is, what are we going to do from now on?
7 promessas.
7 promises.
Rápido. Depois
quickly.
Você, por favor, volte lá.
And you, after
eu
this,
peço seu próprio benefício.
I ask you for your own benefit.
Eu
just
gosto
go
de usar,
back.
Eu gosto de usar uma palavra que não é muito, como é que fala, politicamente correto, né?
I like to use a word that's not politically correct.
O exemplo que o boi faz durante a noite.
What the cow does during
ele come o dia inteiro.
During the night. And she eats all day long.
E à noite ele fica ruminando. Desculpa
and
falar isso.
During the night he keeps ruminating.
Desculpa usar essa palavra
I'm sorry
feia.
To use this word.
Mas essa palavra
chewing.
Tem um significado.
Yeah.
Essa palavra tem um significado muito importante.
But this word has
a
very important meaning.
Nós temos que trazer à memória o que nós estamos recebendo.
Not, we have to bring to memory what
dias,
we are receiving and
dias,
apply it every day,
olhar, ouvir, ver,
listen
falar
and
com
see,
ele,
talk to him,
e levar para o próximo,
and take to the
e aplicar,
to the next
primeiro
person.
Na nossa vida.
And apply in our
primeiro
lives
na nossa
too.
Vida.
First we apply it in
Se
our lives.
Se não passar na nossa vida a experiência que ele tem nos falar.
If we don't do it, what
nós
he's telling
não vamos
us to do,
conseguir
we
levar
cannot,
aos outros como
we
ele
cannot
quer que
take
a gente
to the
leve.
Others in the same way he wants us
Eu
to do it.
Eu amo um personagem, um profeta do Velho Testamento.
I love a prophet in
que
the
Deus
Old Testament.
Ele.
What God has
Oséias.
Done with him. Oséias.
E Deus falou para Oséias, era um tempo de muita desobediência em Israel.
It was a time of people were very disobedient in Israel.
As pessoas estavam muito fora da vontade de Deus.
And people were out of God's will.
As pessoas eram traiçoeiras de Deus.
And people were not under the will of God.
Adúlteros espiritualmente.
Adulteravam
a palavra.
They,
e Deus e feriu,
changed the word.
Isso feriu tanto o coração de Deus.
And
mudar a palavra,
hurt God
a palavra.
So much that they changed the word.
Ler a palavra, participar do seminário, mas não viver na própria vida.
To read the word, to take part in a
não
seminar
aplicar,
and don't apply
nada,
in their own lives.
Se não aplicarmos.
It's no good if you don't do it,
então
if you don't apply it.
Isso doía tanto no coração dele.
So that hurt God's heart profoundly.
Confiou a uma pessoa demonstrar o que ele estava sentindo.
So he gave to this prophet to demonstrate what he was feeling in practice.
E ele falou, Oséias, você vai num prostíbulo e pegue uma prostituta e case com ela e dê um nome a ela.
So you go, you marry a prostitute and you give a name to her.
Parece um absurdo Deus fazer uma coisa dessa.
It seems like an absurd for God
Deus
to do
Santo
this.
Deus Santo fazer uma coisa dessa.
The Holy God to do something like
Mas
that.
Mas ele faz coisas que para a gente, se a gente tiver uma mentalidade comum, pensar em lógica, como diz, as coisas de Deus às vezes são loucuras
so,
para nós.
You know, if you are a logical person, of course this doesn't make any sense to you. You cannot
ele tava,
be a logical person regarding to God things.
Ele estava querendo ensinar uma das coisas mais extraordinárias para cada um de nós.
He wants to teach us the most extraordinary things.
E então ele fez isso, ele levou a prostituta, casou com ela, deu um nome para ela.
So he married a prostitute, married her,
tirou
married
ela
prostitute,
daquela vida,
took her out of
e
this
ela,
life,
eu não me lembro bem,
and
né,
gave a name
mas
to
parece
her.
Que ela traiu ele.
So he committed adultery. She was a prostitute.
Aí quando tudo isso aconteceu com ele, ele falou, agora você está pronto para pregar a minha palavra.
So he said, now you are ready to preach my word.
Agora você experimentou no teu corpo, na tua pele.
Now you know on your own.
O que é que eu estou sentindo?
What I am, how I am feeling.
É esse chamado que ele tem para nós nesses dias.
Is this
meus
calling
irmãos?
That we have? He has for us in these days, in this
a dor
season.
Dele ser a nossa dor.
His pain to be our pain.
A dor das pessoas lá fora,
the
dos outros países
the people
que não conhecem
outside,
a palavra.
That needs his
ser
word.
Verdadeiramente a nossa dor.
We have to feel with the other people outside the pain
sentir
of the other
que ele
people.
Sente de verdade.
To feel what he feels.
Então nós vamos falar com qualidade.
Then we can
então
speak
nós
with,
vamos deixar nossas
with quality.
Coisas
then we are going to leave our
irmos.
Sins. And we will go where he sends us and to do what he tells us to do.
Prático.
In a practical way.
Prática.
In a practical
como
way.
Tudo que ele faz é de uma forma prática.
Everything that he does
Deus
is
é um
in
Deus
a practical
de prática.
Way. God is a God
ele
of practice.
Ele não disse, eu vou morrer 4 anos, eu vou morrer por vocês.
He didn't say, I'm going to die for you.
Passaram os 4 anos e ele veio como ele prometeu.
He came as he promised.
Mas cada uma dessas promessas dele não falha.
Each one of his promises will come to pass.
E ele tem um chamado para mim e para você
and
nesses
he has
dias.
A calling for us.
Ouça.
Listen.
Veja.
See.
E aplique.
And apply it.
Você é igreja.
You are
Philadelphia.
The Church of Philadelphia.
Compaixão.
Compassion.
Esse texto começa dizendo
church.
Assim. Ao anjo da igreja.
To the angel of the church of Philadelphia.
Aos filhos da igreja que estão aqui.
The sons of the church of Philadelphia.
Aos filhos que me ouvem. That
listen to me.
Que estão no estado espiritual de Filadélfia.
That are in the spiritual
realm of Philadelphia. Que estão subindo dia após dia.
That are growing day after day.
As outras seis igrejas.
The other seven, six
ele
churches.
Ele falou duro.
He was strong.
As outras seis igrejas, a maioria foram correções terríveis.
The other six churches, he corrected them.
Mas para essa época,
for this season,
para aqueles que têm buscado ele,
for those who are searching
him, ele chama você para o abraço.
He calls you to come near him, to embrace him.
Me ouça.
Listen to me.
Tenha o meu coração.
And listen to my heart.
E vá.
And go.
Mas primeiro, olhe para dentro de você.
So first, look inside yourself.
Não olhe para fora para as dificuldades.
Don't look to the difficulties, the problems, for what people say.
Reconheça.
Recognize.
Quando ele fala, olhe para mim, veja o que eu estou te fazendo. No segundo passo, ele fala, fale. Lembra do sonho, perdão, da visão da árvore?
So he says to you, see what I'm doing and do what I want you to do. Remember what I told you about the three,
veja
the vision
que eu tô
of the
fazendo.
Three. See what I'm doing.
Ouça o que eu tô falando.
Listen to what I'm saying.
E faça.
And do it.
Fale.
Speak.
Tell as pessoas.
Tell to the other people.
Mas primeiro fale para você.
But first you
veja
have to do it for yourself.
Os ramos lá vermelhos. Olhe para você e veja o que tem para você. Antes.
So the red flowers and the vines. So look
se a gente
inside
não reconhecer,
yourself. You have to recognize
as áreas que nós precisamos mudar. Nós não vamos fazer com eficiência
if
o chamado dele.
So we can do it. We can do his calling in a very effective way.
Mas ele tem promessas para esse tempo.
But he has promises for this time.
Apocalipse 3:7.
Revelation 3:7.
Se puder colocar ali para nós fazer.
If you can project that, please.
Apocalipse 3, verso 7.
So Revelation 3, verse 7. So, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, he who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this.
Vocês se lembram que eu disse antes?
You remember what I said before?
Quando ele dá esse tipo de palavra na virada do ano?
When he gives me the word,
ele dá pelo menos
50
mensagens explicando.
So
para entender profundamente o que ele está querendo dizer nesta estação, nesse ano.
So he gives me the word and then after this he keeps giving me
então,
revelation. But about 50 different times he gives me more revelation about what he wants to say.
Com muita tranquilidade nós passaríamos uma semana explicando cada um desses sete versos.
So it would take at least a week to explain each one of these verses.
Então eu vou dar entregar muito muito resumido.
So I'm going just to give you a taste for it. The main thing.
Quando ele fala aqui que ele tem a chave de Davi.
When he says that he has David's key.
Ele está falando que nesse período antes da volta do Senhor Jesus para nós nesse tempo ele está liberando a unção de Davi.
So he says that before Jesus comes back in this season, he is going to release the anointing of David.
A dinastia de Davi.
The dynasty of David.
O chamado de Davi.
The calling of David.
E nós sabemos o que isso é.
And we know what that means.
Ele chama a mim e a você para andar da forma que andou Davi.
He calls you and me to walk as David.
E uma das promessas mais fantásticas que toca o meu coração quando ele prometeu essas coisas para Davi e promete para nós.
And one of the most fantastic things that calls my attention that he promised to David and promised to us.
Ele fala: "Não faltará descendente para sentar no trono de Davi."
He wants
a partir de Davi.
From David's on, we'll never miss a we always have a descendant that will sit on the throne of David.
Isso nos diz uma coisa.
This tells us one thing.
Se nós vivermos isso tudo que ele falou antes, que a gente estava explicando, e aplicarmos, que entendermos e aplicarmos que nós somos igreja de Filadélfia, a igreja da compaixão, a época da compaixão.
So if we understand everything that we've been talking up to now, is that we are the church of Philadelphia and we are going to have to live a life of compassion.
Não vai faltar no trono de Deus, ou seja, não vai faltar na nossa descendência, seja para nós, para os nossos filhos, para os netos, nossos netos, alguém que saia fora dessa promessa que ele deu para Davi.
So you have in our family, in our descendants, we always have someone that has this anointing of David. That
não importa quantos da tua descendência saíram, eles vão voltar porque é promessa.
It doesn't matter how many of your family members that are out of this, they are going to come back because it's God's
sua
promise.
Família, quem quer que seja. Para mim isso é grandioso.
This is fun. To me this is great. It's really big.
Quantos saíram da tua vida?
How many have gone out of your lives?
Quantos saíram da presença de Deus?
How many in your families have gone out to the presence of the Lord and you have been crying out for them? How many?
Os que saíram?
The ones that have
e os
gone
que ainda
out,
não vieram.
And the ones that haven't come yet.
Eles vão entrar na unção que Deus colocou sobre a tua vida.
But they are going to come back because of the anointing that God has over your life.
Ele vai colocar na unção e na promessa que ele deu para Davi, que ele está dando para você hoje.
So the anointing he gave to David, he's putting on your lives.
Eu estou com vontade de gritar e chorar e pular e sair
correndo. I want to shout. I want to run from here.
Quando eu ouço essas coisas lá em São Paulo, lá em Heliópolis, dá vontade de subir no poste e lá em cima e gritar.
When I hear these things, I want to climb up the electrical thing and start to shout from up there.
A mesma coisa estou com vontade de fazer aqui.
And I have.
Vocês me arrumam uma escada para subir lá?
Please give me a stair so I can go up there. Give me something I can climb.
Wow. Amém, queridos. Amém. Segundo, verso 8.
Verse 8.
Please.
So I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut. Because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name.
Agora ele está dizendo, de uma forma tudo resumida que nós estamos falando, que ele já tem uma porta aberta.
So he's telling us that he already has an open door.
Ele não vai abrir.
He's not going to open
it. Ele não está dizendo, olha, no futuro.
He's not saying, look in the future. I can't say it now.
Você vai esperar.
But you have to wait. That I'm going to open a door for you.
Não, ele abriu.
The door is already
open.
We can enter it. We can step in it.
Tome posse.
And receive it. Get everything. Get everything and receive it. Receive it.
Tudo que ele tem te prometido.
Everything that he has promised
agora
you.
Agora é o tempo.
Now is the time.
Você ouviu o que o Papa Mel ministrou aqui?
You heard what Papa Mel spoke here.
Amém. Para cada um de nós. Amém, queridos.
To
todas as promessas acumuladas.
All the promises.
Todas as promessas acumuladas, agora é o tempo.
All the promises,
porta
now is
abriu.
The time. The door is open.
Ele está há mais de 5 anos, ele tem me prometido uma verdade em cima de um verso.
For 5 years, he has promised something on a verse.
Isaías 45, do verso 1 ao verso 4.
He has promised from Isaiah 45, verses 1 to 4.
E esse verso fala assim.
And this verse tells.
Falou em Isaías, mas serve para nós nos nossos dias.
So it was in Isaiah, but it's also for us in these days.
Serve praticamente para todos, talvez para todos nós.
And it's for practically all of us.
Para mim é absoluto.
To me, it certainly is.
Porque ele fala assim, ó.
He says,
vai chegar um tempo que eu vou te pegar pela mão.
There is a time I'm going to pick you by the hand.
Vou endireitar os seus caminhos tortuosos.
And I'm going to straighten your path.
E vou revelar os tesouros escondidos.
And I'm going to reveal the hidden treasures.
E as riquezas encobertas.
And the wealth.
Das trevas, diz algumas versões. Amém?
Amém.
Eis que, se você ler o texto inteiro, eis que eu,
the text,
que eu vou
oh,
abrir
there.
Uma porta diante
I'll
de você.
I'll give you the treasures
favor.
Of, okay, I'll go before you and make the rough places smooth. I'll shatter the doors of bronze and cut through the iron the bars. And I'll give you the treasures of darkness and hidden wealth of secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name.
Podemos?
Yeah.
Amém. Ele falou que ele ia fazer.
He said to me he was going to do it.
No meu caso, endireitar meus caminhos tortos.
So in my case, to straighten my path.
E revelar as riquezas no plural
and
escondidas e tesouros encobertos.
And he's going to reveal the treasures and the wealth from that are hidden.
Quando ele me deu isso, eu comecei perguntar, Senhor,
when he gave me that,
que
I
são
asked,
essas riquezas?
I asked, Lord,
que
what
são
are
esses
the,
tesouros?
What does it mean, treasures
muito,
and wealth?
Muito resumida, ele me falou.
He said to me,
riquezas e tesouros, tudo no plural.
Wealth and treasures on the plural, wealth.
Em primeiro lugar, é a minha revelação.
In the first place, it is my revelation.
A revelação da minha palavra.
The revelation of my word.
Não há nada maior e mais valoroso no universo do que você ter comunhão com Ele. Todo dia Ele te dá coisas novas vindo do reino dele.
There is nothing that is more valuable that He that the Lord giving you every day revelation from His word about His word.
Ele falou que riquezas encobertas, tesouros escondidos. Tem um outro significado.
So the second
mais
meaning,
um.
Okay, the treasures and the wealth, the second meaning.
Tesouros e riquezas encobertos são pessoas.
They are people. They refer to people.
São crianças.
Children.
Que estão enterradas nos lugares escuros de trevas.
That are in places of darkness.
Como os lugares que nós trabalhamos.
In the places that we work.
Nas favelas, nos lugares pobres, onde ele te envia.
In the poor, where the poor people
lá
live.
Tem tesouros incomparáveis
in
de valor.
Places you have
tem
treasures
diamantes
that incomparable. Incomparable
tem
treasures.
Tem turmalina da Paraíba.
There are precious stones.
Tem tesouros extraordinários.
Treasures that are incredible.
Eles.
And God has a name for them.
Chamou uns de Hyla.
Some
Daniel,
one is called Hyla, the other one is Janiel, Daniel. These are treasures.
Eles são tesouros.
They are treasures
que precisam ser descobertos.
They need to be discovered.
Nos quatro cantos de trevas do mundo.
In the four places of darkness in the world.
Dele.
And you are the ones that are going to get this diamond, the rough diamond, into a precious stone.
Terceira interpretação que ele deu de tesouros.
Third meaning
e riquezas.
Of treasures and wealth.
Literais.
Literally.
Recursos financeiros.
Resources. Financial resources.
É tempo dele trazer os recursos para os lugares que ele quer te levar.
It's time for him to bring the resources
Vou
for the places
novo.
He wants
eu
to take you.
Eu devia estar ouvindo uns gritos aqui que eu ia ajudar com você.
If you give some, if you shout here, I'm going to help you.
Vou falar de novo.
If you shout here, I'm going to help you.
Vou falar de novo.
I'm going to say it again.
Ele vai, você ora, ele vai trazer os recursos, não sei
he
de onde.
He is going to bring the
ele
resources.
Ele vai desenterrar as riquezas e tesouro.
And he's going to give to give it to you so you can go where
num
he wants you to go.
Num tempo de escassez financeira, de
in a
problemas
time that,
mundiais. De
where we have lots of problems, and
ele vai arrancar,
he's
ele
going
vai
to give, he's
você,
going to bring the resources.
Palavra, descobrir os tesouros,
so he's going to
pessoas,
tell us, and we are going to discover
ele,
the treasures for the, his glory.
Amém? Segunda promessa.
That's the second promise.
Faça planos.
So make plans.
Ouça o plano dele.
And so hear what his plans are.
Amém? Eu perguntei para uma pessoa aqui.
I asked someone here.
Eu falei, vamos para Norte. Onde eu vou, chamo as pessoas para o Brasil.
Wherever I go, I call people to go to Brazil.
Eu não sou tolo de perder a oportunidade de você ir lá.
I am not silly of missing the opportunity of asking people to come to Brazil. I don't miss the opportunity.
Quando vocês saem de lá,
When you return,
o coração de vocês ficam lá.
Your heart stays,
as
remains there.
As crianças perguntam, os adultos
perguntam. The children
quando
ask about you. And the adults also. When they are coming
sabem,
again.
Alguns que não sabem o nome de vocês falam, quando é que os americanos virão de novo?
And some don't know your name, so they ask when the Americans are coming back.
E alguns que entende menos ainda, quando é que os ingleses virão?
And
Ele
some
acha que
say
todo
the
mundo fala inglês é inglês.
Come. And so they think that everybody that speaks English is English.
E eu falo, eles vão voltar.
And I tell them they are going to come back.
E você vai ser abençoado.
And you are going to be blessed.
Amém, queridos.
Amém. Aleluia. Amém. Amém.
E ele vai fazer isso, sabe por quê? Esse mesmo texto que a gente acabou de ler em Apocalipse, voltando lá
so
no verso 8.
Going back to Revelation 3:8.
Se você ler o verso 8, lá está escrito assim.
If you read verse 8,
porque você não negou o meu nome.
Because you didn't deny my name.
Repita comigo, porque eu.
Because I. Repeat with me, because I.
Não neguei.
I didn't deny.
Não neguei.
I have not denied.
O nome dele.
His name.
Agora fala direto a frase.
So say it. Repeat it. Say it to yourself. Just say it to yourself.
Porque você passou pelo que você passou e você continuou firme.
Because you have been through what you have been through and you remained faithful.
Deus sabe que você
and God knows what you're going through.
Ele sabe da tua dor, da
he
tua
knows about your pain and he knows about your need.
Ele olha para você, eu não me esqueci de você.
And he looks at you and says, I haven't forgotten you. I have a promise for you.
E vou te cumprir essa promessa.
And this promise is going to come to pass. Will come to
que você precisar, eu vou desenterrar do lugar mais escuro.
Whatever you need, I am going to bring it to you.
Para você fazer a minha vontade.
So you can do what I want you to do for me.
Primeiro.
And you will do my will.
Peça.
Ask.
Peça.
Ask.
Dobre os joelhos e peça.
And kneel down and bow to him and ask.
Vou contar um segredo para você.
I'm going to tell you a secret.
Eu não contei, mas eu devo ter feito pelo menos 50 viagens missionárias a alguns países, indo 4-5 vezes, ou 3-4 vezes.
I haven't counted, but I think I have done 50 missionary trips.
Eu não me lembro de ter pago uma passagem.
I don't remember, I never paid one ticket.
Não porque eu não queria, porque eu não tinha.
Not because I didn't want to, because I don't have it.
Mas
I don't have the money.
Mas eu dobro meu joelho.
But I kneel down, I bow down
e
to him.
Vem.
And the money comes.
Deus toca e vem.
Deus touch people and the money comes and
Amém?
The ticket comes. Amen.
O que eu peço, Senhor, eu preciso ir. O Senhor me falou because, e eu quero obedecer.
And I tell,
de alguma coisa, forma ele move.
I say to the Lord, I say, God, I need to go, so please provide for me to go because I
vou.
Want to obey what you told me.
E eu vou.
And I go.
E eu venho.
And I come.
Sou melhor que você? Obviamente que não.
I am better than you? Obviously not.
Mas nós temos o mesmo Deus.
But we have the same God.
Ele queimou teu coração para fazer alguma coisa?
If he's burning your heart to do something?
Obedeça.
Obey.
Clame.
Cry out.
E ele vai abrir. Amém?
And he
ele
will
um
help
tesouro.
You.
Ele tem um tesouro.
He has a treasure.
Tesouros.
And treasures.
Ele vai tocar na sua família, vai remexer tudo.
He's going to touch your family, he's going to do things with your family,
Amém?
So you'll be blessed.
E duas vezes.
And twice.
Eu vi esse lugar que ele falou.
I saw this place that he talked about.
Que ele vai abrir as portas.
That he's going to open the doors.
Ele vai abrir a porta do tesouro para nós.
He's going to open the treasures for us, the door of the treasures for us.
A primeira vez ele me colocou diante de uma caverna.
And the first time he put me in front of a
caverna. Uma porta enorme naquela caverna.
I don't know caverna. Caverna? You know caverna?
Cavern?
What? Cave? Cave? Okay. So there is this big door on this cave.
E ela era como aquelas portas antigas
a very old
de
door.
Trancas de bronze e de ferro. And muito bem feita.
Iron and bronze, a very
old
door.
A visão foi chegando perto daquela porta, ela foi escancarada.
And as the vision, I was going close to the door, and the door just opened.
E lá dentro tinha tesouros de todas as formas, de todas as cores. Oh,
and inside there, there were treasures, incredible treasures.
Como aqueles filmes que os piratas entram na caverna e acham aquele monte de tesouro.
Like in the
lá,
films that they find this lots of and they just found the treasures and lots of things.
É isso. Amém?
So that is it.
São esse um pouquinho do valor que ele está mostrando para a gente.
So
que
it's
ele
the
tem
value that what he's showing us that he wants to give to
uma
us.
Uma outra vez ele me levou em frente dessa mesma porta aberta.
In another vision he took me to the same door.
E eu via anjos descendo em fila, voando um atrás do outro, passavam em frente da porta e lá de dentro da caverna vinha um pacote com asas saindo lá de dentro. Representando as bênçãos que ele tem para nós.
And as I was approaching the door, I saw angels come down one after the other, going through the door. And as they reached the door, presents, gifts were coming from inside, and the angels were carrying the gifts, like the representing the blessings that the Lord has for us.
Um aeroporto de anjos.
Like an airport for angels. You know, airports of angels. Come and go. Come get the presents and go.
É dele.
It's from him.
Tudo foi feito por ele.
Everything has been done
é
by
dele.
Him. For him
e
and through
ele.
Him and for him.
Amém? Dele, por ele e para ele. Repete, por favor.
Repeat, please. From him, to him, and to him.
Dele,
from him,
por ele,
through him
e para ele.
And to him.
Amém? Terceira promessa.
Third promise.
Verso 9.
Verse 9. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you.
Como eu disse na primeira,
as I said,
ele repete praticamente aqui.
He repeats the same thing in
this. A mesma promessa duas vezes. Quer dizer,
the
que
same
tem
promise
duplo valor.
Twice. The first and this one twice.
Ele está dizendo que nesse período.
He's saying that in this season.
Quando ele fala da sinagoga de Satanás, não é que ele está dizendo que vem pessoas possesso de demônio para falar com a gente. Não, não é isso.
When he says the synagogue of Satan, doesn't say that people that are possessed are coming to talk to us.
Ele está dizendo que pessoas que foram influenciadas por ensinos ou mentalidade de Satanás.
So people that have been taught or have the mentality of Satan.
Para ir contra Deus e contra você.
To go against you or against God and against you.
Te atacar e não crer em você. Te atacar,
to attack you,
e não crer em você,
and not to believe in you,
e até te perseguir,
and also maybe even to persecute you.
Às vezes pessoas da própria família,
sometimes your own family,
que não concorda com as tuas viagens,
that don't agree with what you do, the trips you go.
Pode achar você tão doido, o que que você faz isso?
Oh, you are crazy. Why do you do this? Why are you going to risk your life?
Ir para o Brasil, um país de doido.
Going to Brazil, a place of crazy people.
Ou para a África.
Ou to Africa.
E ficar doente lá.
And you're going to be sick when you go there.
Quase a vida, quase morrer lá.
Ah, you may.
Isso
you
é
can
loucura.
Even die there. This is crazy.
Falam para você, isso é loucura.
This is crazy.
As pessoas falam para você.
And people tell you you are crazy.
O que ele promete?
What does he promise you?
O que é que ele promete
para você? What he promises you.
Preste atenção, por favor.
Pay attention, please.
O que é que ele promete para você?
What he's promising you.
Que neste tempo.
In this season.
Neste tempo.
In this season.
Elas virão até você.
These people are coming to you.
Vão dizer para você.
And they are going to say to you.
Eu quero esse Jesus que você prega.
I want this Jesus that you have.
Eu quero ser como você é.
I want to be like you are.
Eu quero receber o que você recebe.
I want to receive what you receive.
I
want to have what you have.
Quero ter esse fogo dentro de você.
I want to have this fire that there is inside.
Vão apoiar você e vão amar Jesus.
They are going to support you and love Jesus.
Vive dentro de você.
What that is inside you.
Eu tô com vontade de gritar de novo.
Yeah, I want to shout again.
Para mim e para você essa promessa.
It's for me and for you. The promise is for us.
Não sei o que você tem passado.
I don't know what you've been through.
Eu sei que essas viagens, eu sei o preço que se paga.
I know these trips, I know the price that you have to pay to go to do these trips.
E cada vez que eu vou em África, eu volto com algum osso quebrado.
Every time I go to Africa, I come back with a bone, a broken bone.
Um deles eu vim com a espinha trincada.
Once it was my spine that was.
Eu vim assim.
And I came like
this. Uma cadeira de rodas.
In a wheelchair.
Mas eu não desisti.
But I didn't give up.
Eu amei mais ele ainda.
I loved him even more.
Se ele passou o que ele passou, quem sou eu para não
trinco na espinha? If he has gone through what he has gone through, who am I to complain about my broken bones?
Então aqui, ó, vê a alegria desses dois aqui, ó.
Oh, see the happiness, the joy of both of
Você
them.
Você sabe o que eles passaram com
Malária? You know what have been through.
Quando eu cheguei lá em Moçambique e vi o Papa Roland.
When I arrived in Mozambique and I met Papa Roland.
Alguns meses.
A few months.
Totalmente atacado pela malária na mente.
He had a cerebral malaria.
Eu conseguia ficar sentado só 2 horas ao dia.
He was able to sit down for
cama,
a couple of hours a day. They
fazendo
rest,
as necessidades na cama.
He was in bed.
Eu cheguei lá, ele tinha rejuvenescido 15 anos.
So I got,
Jesus curou ele.
So after Jesus healed him, and when I went back there, he looked younger, about 15 years younger. He was dancing and yeah.
Esse é o tempo da colheita, meus amados.
This is the harvest time.
Esse é o tempo da colheita. Você não semeou?
Haven't you planted?
Você não pagou preço para ir?
You paid a price. Have you paid a price? You paid a price to go to Brazil, to go to other countries. So it's time for the harvest.
Time
for the
harvest. Ele é um Deus de promessas.
He is a God of promises.
Oh, Deus de promessas.
He is the God of promises.
Não há promessa que ele não cumpriu.
There is not a promise that he hasn't.
Não importa se demora 7 dias.
Come to pass. It doesn't matter if it takes 7 days, 7 weeks.
40 anos.
40 years.
400 anos.
400 years.
4 mil anos.
4,000 years.
Ele veio e cumpriu cada uma delas.
He came and each one of the promises came to pass.
Também na minha.
So it has a promise in your life and my life as well.
Nós temos que correr. Nós temos que correr. Verso 9, né? 9. Leia para nós então, por favor. Você já leu? Ah, então 10 agora.
No, então. Sorry. 10, yes. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
Amém? Eu tenho que correr.
I have to run.
Virão muitos dias difíceis.
We are going to go through difficult days.
Nós temos um sinal muito grande nesse tempo.
We have a big sign in this, this season.
Às vezes a gente não atenta para isso.
And sometimes a sign,
a marca da besta está aí.
The mark of the beast is here.
Eu não tenho tempo de explicar.
I
isso
don't have
é
time.
Trabalho, talvez, Deus falar com esses meus amadinhos aqui que têm um profundo conhecimento mais do que eu.
You pastors have deep knowledge about it, much more than I have.
Mas a marca da besta diz uma coisa, em resumo.
But the mark of the beast has one thing.
Vem dias de fome na terra.
And we are going to have a lack of food.
As dificuldades serão muitas.
It's going to be, there are going to be many difficulties.
Mas para aqueles que são fiéis e que mantêm a palavra de Deus sendo vivida no dia a dia.
But for those who are faithful and that lives his word every day.
Ele tem uma promessa em Salmos 37:19 que se cumpre nesses dias.
He has a promise that is in Psalm 37:19.
Salmo 37:19 fala que nós viveremos dias de farturas, dias de bênçãos.
That we are going to have days, blessed days, blessed days.
Em meio aos dias de fome.
In the middle of days of that of lack.
Quando ninguém tiver, nós vamos ter.
When no one else has, we are going to have.
Para suprir nós, nossa casa, nossa família e todos que precisam da
nossa ajuda. So we're going to have enough for us, for our family, for those who need us.
Tem uma promessa de Deus para mim e para você. Nós
there
vamos
is a
viver
promise
dias
of
de
God,
fartura
we are going
em meio
to,
aos dias de fome no mundo.
That we are going to be blessed in these difficult
teremos
days.
Teremos para nós e vai sobrar.
And
para abençoar outros.
Okay, we are going to have it for us and that still are going to be able to bless other people.
Nós vivemos num lugar de fome.
We live in a place where you can see the hunger.
Fomos construir lá Heliópolis.
When we went to build Heliópolis.
Estavam derrubando as paredes.
They were bringing their walls down.
E as crianças na janela no fundo lá do prédio que a gente tem.
And the children that were at the back of the building we all
fizeram a pergunta, oh, tio.
He asked. He looked at me and said, "Hey,
o que
uncle,
é que vocês vão fazer aqui?
What is going to be here?"
E eu falei, "Nós vamos ter dança, nós vamos ter música, nós vamos ter teatro."
And I said to them, "We're going to
fazer uma série de coisas que nós íamos fazer."
We're going to do a lot of things, dance and theater and music.
E falei, aí eles perguntaram, um deles perguntou, "Oh, tio, vai ter comida?"
And one of them asked me, "Uncle, is going to be any food?"
O que mais interessa para eles?
What they what
é
is more in what they want is food. That's what
tudo
they
é um segundo
want.
Plano.
The rest
tanto
is second plan.
Tanto que nós fomos para lá para construir uma igreja e Deus falou não constrói igreja, constrói uma cozinha.
And when we went there at first to build a church, he said no, don't build a church,
nós
build a kitchen.
Sem nenhum recurso alimentar. 250 crianças
so
e
we start to give food without
dia,
any resources. About, we start without any resource. We start with a kitchen to feed about 200 children, people a day.
O Brasil, como Índia e outros países pobres,
Brazil and India and other
quase
poor countries,
metade da população passa necessidade.
Half of the population is hungry.
Então, eu nasci num lar que meu pai se afastou da palavra e nós passamos fome por muitos anos.
And we gone through this for many years. So I know what's being I know what is not have what to eat. That's why I'm fat today because I don't miss an opportunity of eating.
Eu sou conhecido lá na comunidade pelas crianças de onde o pastor Dirceu está, tem comida.
I am known in the communities, you know, the children say, wherever Pastor Dirceu goes, I go because I know there will be food.
Agora eles descobriram que eu tenho outra comida melhor para eles.
And now they discovered I have an even better food for them.
Eu atraio eles com um prato e entrego o pão da vida.
So I give them a plate of food and then give them the bread of life.
Então vem uma grande fome, meus amados.
So we are going to have time, difficult times of hunger. People are not going to have what to eat.
Mas aquele que é dele.
But those that belong to him.
Para dar e emprestar.
They will
tudo.
Have enough to themselves and to give to others.
Eu prometi que não ia falar muito.
I promise I wasn't going
Mas
to talk too much.
Mas é difícil eu cumprir essa palavra quando prometo quando eu estou pregando.
But it's difficult for me to keep the time.
Porque é tão precioso, né?
Because it's so precious.
Quinta verdade.
And the fifth promise.
Verso 11. Estamos acabando. Só um minuto mais.
Ok. Just a bit longer.
Verso 11.
Ok, verso 11. I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one will take your own crown.
Conserve o que é teu.
So keep what is yours.
A palavra dele para esse tempo. Mantenha.
So the word and his word for this time to keep.
Mais difícil do que você conseguir onde você chegou é manter.
So more difficult to reach where you are is to keep it.
E manter não é ficar parado.
And to keep is not
é
to be still.
Continue, corra
atrás. It's to continue to
busque,
to search
viva,
for,
pratique,
to live, to
não
practice.
Não estacione.
Don't just
não pare.
Stop. Don't stop.
Para frente, todo dia, mais.
Keep going
e mais,
forward.
E mais.
More and more and more. Every day.
Sexta.
Sixth promise.
Verso 12.
Verse 12. He who overcomes will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name.
Vou resumir. Ele nos chama de coluna do templo.
So he calls us pillar of the temple.
Ele olha para mim e para você.
He looks at you and at you, and he calls us the pillar of the temple.
Sustentação do templo.
That sustain the temple.
Eu olho para mim e falo, eu?
And I look at me and I said, I? Me?
Sabe do que ele está falando aqui, meus amados?
You know what he's talking about here?
Da qualidade do nosso serviço.
The quality of our serving. The quality of what we do in his kingdom.
Logo quando ele descer do céu.
When he came down from heaven.
A cidade santa.
From the holy seat,
e descer com o templo,
and he came down,
e o trono,
the temple and the throne,
e restaurar toda a terra,
to restore all the
minha forma de ver,
all the earth.
Quando ele fizer isso, o Éden vai ser na terra inteira de novo.
So when he does it, when he comes down, the
segundo o meu entendimento,
Eden is going to be in the in
nós vamos viver eternamente, não é no céu, é na terra.
We are going to live
busque
eternity
os textos, você vai entender. E ele fala, na terra, vão herdar a terra, os mansos vão herdar a terra,
to,
terra, terra, terra.
It says about the earth and the earth.
E na terra, ele vai classificar, segundo a obra que nós praticamos, e nós vamos viver mais longe e mais, ou mais perto dele.
So we are going to live according to the quality of our serving. We are going to live near to him.
Alguns ele vai
near or further to him.
Ele vai a nossa qualificação das nossas obras para alguns de nós, nós vamos viver fora dos muros da cidade.
So for some of us we are going to live outside the walls of the city.
Em volta do Éden na terra.
Surrounded the
e vamos ver Jesus uma vez ao ano, fala. E vamos entrar pelas portas uma vez por ano.
So we're going to see Jesus once a year.
Qualidade da minha obra.
And the quality of my work.
Outros vão morar dentro dos muros de Jerusalém.
Some will be inside the walls of Jerusalem.
Os muros da cidade, melhor dizendo.
The walls of the
Nova
city, the New Jerusalem.
Mais perto, portanto, outros vão morar dentro dos muros do templo.
And some are going to live inside the walls of the temple.
E outros vão ser coluna que sustenta o templo.
And others
adora.
Are going to be the pillars that sustain the temple.
E ele olha para mim, para você e faz um convite.
And he looks up to me and to you and invites us, makes us an invitation.
Quando Deus olha para a gente, ele sempre vê o melhor dele na gente.
When the Lord looks up at us, he always sees the best of him in us.
Quando ele classifica em Coríntios, 2 Coríntios, 1 Coríntios 3, sobre o resultado das nossas obras,
when
a primeira
says,
que ele fala é a obra de ouro.
And so when he gives the classification in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, he says about the works that we do, the first one is about gold.
Outras ele vai classificar como palha, feno, pedras, etc.
And the others he's going to classify as stone. He looks at us
e chama nós de obra de ouro.
And he calls us the
coluna do templo.
The pillars of the temple.
Você tem que se sentir assim.
You have to feel yourself
like that. Você tem que ouvir e receber esse chamado.
You have to.
Você tem que se apoderar dessa promessa.
You have to listen and to.
Você não é resto.
You have to receive this promise.
Você
you
não
are
é
not anything.
Fila.
You are not the last one on the queue.
Talvez você vá ser alguém na vida.
Oh, he doesn't say to you, oh, maybe you are going to be
someone. Do meu
he
templo,
says,
você.
Pillar of my temple, you are.
Qualidade da obra.
Quality of the works.
Promessa.
This is a promise.
Sétima e última.
Seventh and the last one. It's 12.
Verso 13.
So he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Amém. Essa sétima ele fala de persistência.
So the last one is about persistence.
A segunda promessa condicional.
And the second promise that has a condition.
A primeira
condition.
É essa sexta que nós falamos.
The first is the sixth one that we talked about.
Aqui ele está falando de permanência.
And here he's talking about
vigilância,
perseverance, to,
persistência.
Perseverance.
Amém, queridos. Às vezes as coisas vão tentar colaborar para desviar você, como nós falamos.
And many things are going to collaborate for you to go the other way, but persevere.
Olhe para frente, olhe para ele.
Look in front
sempre
of you. Look at
him.
Always make the best you can.
Desafios novos.
And new challenges.
Coisas novas.
New things.
Amém, queridos. Quero fechar com isso.
And I want to finish with this.
Vocês, acho que têm uma ligeira impressão que eu gosto de criança.
I think you know that I like children.
Ligeira impressão que eu sou apaixonado por pessoas.
Just, I love children, I fall in love with children.
Então Deus pega e me dá um carinha com 3 aninhos de idade.
So God gives me.
Eu sou apaixonado por ele.
Gives me a grandson that's 3 years old and I'm
e o nome
totally
dele é
in love.
João Pedro.
And his name is João Pedro.
Não preciso falar, né?
I don't have to say anything.
Mas eu quero te contar uma experiência que eu tenho tido com o João Pedro.
But I want to tell you an experience that I have with him.
Graças a Deus, os pais deles amam Jesus também.
Thank God his parents love Jesus as well.
Tem ensinado eles a vida de servir Jesus mesmo pequenininho.
And they are teaching him to serve Jesus
e
from
mesmo,
an early age.
Antes de aprender a falar, ele fala, nham, 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 nham. Amém. Foi a primeira palavra que ele aprendeu.
So before he could speak anything, he would put his hands on people's head and would pray for them. He couldn't speak a word, but
ele
then
é
he
doido
would
por carro.
Do that and say amen. And he loves cars.
Então ele me pede para ir no sentar no carro.
And he asks to go into the car.
E ele finge que está dirigindo.
And he pretends he is driving.
E eu faço o barulho com a minha boca que ele está dirigindo.
And I make a noise with my mouth that he is
driving. E ele vai lá. Direção para lá, direção para cá. Direção para lá, direção para cá.
So he just turns the wheel to either side and we travel together.
E de repente eu dou uma brecada.
And suddenly I just break. I pretend to break.
Agora, como ele já fala melhor, o que foi, vô?
And now that he can say some things, he said, what happened, grandfather? And I said, there is a cow on the street.
O que você vai fazer com ela?
What are you going to do with her?
Aí ele fez assim. Fez que pegou a vaquinha e pôs do nosso lado.
So he pretended he got the cow and put on our side.
Agora, toda vez que a gente brinca de dirigir, ele faz isso.
So every time we pretend we're driving, we play that we are driving, he does the same thing.
E ele pega a vaca, pega cachorro, o carro vai cheio de animal.
And he picks any animal that's in front of him and puts inside the car.
Eu lembro do Troy.
So I remember Troy.
Aí cada animal que ele pega e me me dá para eu guardar ele, proteger.
So each animal that he picks up and asks me to put inside the car and protect it.
Eu falei, por que está pegando tantos desses animais?
And I ask him, why are you picking up so many animals?
É para levar para o hospital, vô.
So I'm going to take to the hospital, grandfather, grandpa.
E às vezes ele para e também dirige os vaquinhos, bois e começa a orar. Às vezes não entendo nada, mas só escuto no final, amém.
And so he starts to pray for these animals.
Você e eu temos que gerar filhos que são igreja da compaixão.
You and I have to generate children that are Church of Philadelphia, of compassion.
Parece uma brincadeira tão simples.
It seems a very simple way of play.
Mas já está lá dentro a verdade.
But the truth is inside him already.
E hoje eu estava orando de madrugada sobre todas essas coisas.
I was praying this morning.
Deus não me deixou dormir essa noite.
I didn't sleep well last night.
Acordei quase em hora em hora e ele me deu essa palavra.
He woke me up many times and he gave me this word.
E ao final ele me deu a palavra sobre José.
And at the end he gave me the word about Joseph from Egypt.
E começou a me falar que tem a ver com tudo isso que nós estamos falando.
And he said to me, and it has to do, it has everything to do with what we've been talking about.
E a vida do José por causa da fidelidade dele.
That Joseph's life because of his faithfulness.
Da integridade dele.
This his righteousness.
Ele pagou um alto preço.
He paid a high price.
E os últimos tempos de José foi vida de calabouço.
And he was imprisoned.
Os últimos dias de José foram vida de calabouço.
So and the last days of Joseph was he was in prison for part of it.
Os últimos dias nossos, para alguns de nós, têm sido de muita luta.
So for some of us, these days, the last days have been of lots of struggles.
Mas lembre-se o que aconteceu com José.
But remember what happened to Joseph.
Um dia ele estava no calabouço.
One day he was in prison.
No outro dia ele estava sentado com reis.
And the next day he was sitting at with kings.
Deus tem mais uma promessa para a tua vida.
So God has another yet another promise to your life.
Dentre tudo isso, para a gente fechar.
So he has yet another promise.
Queria pedir para colocar 1 Samuel 2, de 6 a 8.
1 Samuel 2, from 6 to 8.
E a gente ficar em pé, nós lermos juntos.
So if you could stand up so we can read it together, please.
Eu vou ler em português e a Inês vai só repetir o que eu vou ler.
I am going to read it in Portuguese and Inês is going to read it in English. Can I
só um minutinho, Inês, por favor. Pede para eles repetirem bem devagar.
If you can read it together from 6 to 8. If you can all say it together, please. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and rich. He brings low, he also exalts. He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with nobles and inherit a seat of honor. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he set the word on them.
Amen. Eu não sei o que você está passando.
I don't know what you are going through.
Não conheço a tua dor.
I don't know your life.
Não sei as dores que pain. Você passou até agora.
I don't know the pains you are going through.
Sei do preço que alguns têm pago.
I know the prices that some have paid.
São preços muito altos.
And they are very high.
Quando ele me falou essa madrugada esse texto.
When he gave me this word this in the morning, in the early morning.
Ele falou para vocês que é o fim do tempo do monturo.
It's the is the end of the time of this suffering.
É o fim do tempo da caverna da prisão.
It's the end of the prison time.
É tempo de colocar você sentado entre reis.
It's time for you to sit among kings.
Ou seja,
that is,
viver com Jesus,
to live with Jesus,
and qualidade his throne, do trono dele, a qualidade da vida dele na nossa vida.
The quality of Jesus' lives in our lives.
É isso que ele tem para você nesses
dias. Is that what he has for all of us in these days?
E me veio um ataque.
And I was attacked these days.
E Deus me acordou de hora em hora para estar orando.
And God woke me up each hour to pray for it.
E de repente eu me vi fazendo uma coisa.
And suddenly I saw myself doing something.
E depois eu entendi que foi um ato profético.
And after that, I understood it was a prophetic
e que ele quer
act.
Que eu faça, repita com você.
And he wants me to, for you to do the same.
E na minha oração com ele, eu punha a mão no meu peito, no meu coração, e arrancava tudo aquilo que estava me machucando, estava atacando minha vida.
And as I was praying, I was pulling out of my heart, I was doing
tirando
this gesture,
tristeza,
pulling out everything, everything that's negative, everything that's trying to attack me, I was pulling out of my heart.
Aí eu lembrei do gesto do Joãozinho.
And then I remember my grandson's gesture.
Joãozinho pegava e trazia.
Joãozinho picked up the animals and brought inside the car.
Às vezes eu brinco com ele.
Sometimes I play with him.
De morder ele.
I bite him.
Eu gosto de morder ele de baixo em cima.
I bite him, you know.
A barriga dele para ele ficar rindo.
You know,
morre.
And he laughs when I do that.
E aí quando eu mordo o braço dele.
And when I bite his arm.
Ele fala assim, não vou. E ele pega o braço e assim faz assim no meu braço e põe o braço no lugar dele. Então, eu mordi. E peguei, vou morder seu braço, aí eu saio fora.
Mm-hmm. So I bite his arm and then I
E ele vem para mim e fala, vô, me devolva meu braço.
So he asked me to give his arm back.
E ele põe no lugar dele.
So he gets his arm back, the piece of his arm, he gets it back.
É isso que Deus quer que você faça.
So God wants you
na
to do that.
Na inocência dele eu aprendo.
In his innocence I learn.
Você tirar... Se alguma coisa, eu sei que tem que uma ou mais pessoas aqui que tem sido ferido, atacado.
I know the people here have been hurt, have
tentado contar mentiras para você.
The enemy has tried to lie to you
pessoas,
about
situações.
People, about situations.
Ele quer arrancar isso.
So he wants to bring it out.
Quando Jesus curava uma pessoa, ele fazia sempre ela mudar de lugar, fazer alguma coisa.
When Jesus healed people, he always asked this person to do something, to get out of the place. Go there and wash yourself.
Vai até o sacerdote e confesse.
Go to the priest and confess.
He
wants
fora.
To take the person out of that situation.
Então eu vou pedir para você.
So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes.
Desculpe, antes de você fechar os olhos, olha um minutinho.
Before you close your eyes, just look at me one second.
Você vai pedir para ele te mostrar se tem áreas, se tem coisas que precisam ser arrancadas de você.
So you ask him if there are areas or things that have to be brought out of
you. Você se lembra da árvore?
Do you remember the tree?
No meio dela nasce um ramo, uma flor escarlate.
In the middle of the arbor there are the vines and this flower, this red flower.
Que eu vou te falar. Ele falou primeiro para mim.
So he said this first to me.
Olha para áreas que ainda o inimigo ainda mantém você preso.
So look to he said to me to look at areas that the enemy still have some rights, still in prison.
Você não deixou que 100% da palavra entre naquela área.
So you haven't allowed 100% of the words to get into that area.
Está falando de uma vida de pecado que eu creio que ninguém de nós tem.
He's not talking about a life of sin. It's not about that.
Mas ele quer livrar de coisas escondidas na gente.
But he wants us to get out things that are hidden inside us.
Que às vezes a gente vê nos outros, mas a gente não consegue ver em nós.
Sometimes we see in others, but we are not able to see in ourselves.
E é tempo de limpar-nos completamente.
So it's a time for him to cleanse us completely.
Então faça como Joãozinho.
And do as my grandson.
Feche teus olhos.
Close your eyes.
O que ele te mostrar? Peço para ele te mostrar, você arranque.
And
seja às vezes um resquício de alguma coisa.
Ask him to show you what you need to get out, to pull out.
Precisa ser tratado.
Something that you know that needs to be treated.
Faça o gesto de tirar de você.
And do the gesture of pulling it out from you. Bring it out in Jesus' name.
Faça isso agora.
Just do it. Pull
Fale
it out. Talk to him.
Senhor, me mostre.
God, show me.
Se há alguma área que eu não consigo ver em mim.
And if there is any area that I can't see in myself.
Que me ainda tende a me atacar.
That still needs to be cleansed.
Que ainda me machuca, que ainda me incomoda.
Areas that I still feel the hurt, I still feel the pain, that I still feel uncomfortable.
Eu arranco agora para fora.
I bring it out now. I pull it out in the name of Jesus. I pull it out. Just make the gesture of pulling it out.
É um ato profético que ele falou para fazer.
Is a prophetic act. Is a gesture. Is prophetic. Just do it.
Faça com a mão.
Pull it out from your heart. Do it with love.
Faça com a mão. Faça com a mão.
Do it with your hand. Pull it out with your hand.
Dentro de você, lá dentro do coração.
Whatever is inside your heart that he's telling you, just bring it up. Pull it out.
Desculpa,
with your hands.
Abre os olhos só um minutinho.
Open your eyes.
Eu não expliquei bem. Faça esse gesto se você sentir que
if you feel that there is something, just do it. Just pull it out with your hands.
Dê nome para aquilo que tem te ferido.
And name what is being, what is making, you know, what hurts you. Name what hurts you and pull it out from your heart.
Feche os olhos e arranque.
Close your eyes and pull it out.
Se é o teu caso.
If it's your case, if
it's de Jesus, Senhor,
in the name of Jesus,
mostra, Senhor, as coisas mais escondidas, Pai.
Show us the hidden, in the hidden places.
Eu não posso viver essa época.
I can't live in this time.
Sem passar por esse processo de olhar para dentro.
Without looking inside myself.
Me mostra, Espírito Santo.
Show me, Holy Spirit.
Se há alguma coisa, Senhor,
if there is anything,
precisa ser tirado,
needs to be pulled out,
precisa ser arrancado,
needs to be pulled out from inside my heart. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to name the things and pull them out from inside.
Vem, Espírito Santo, me ajuda.
Holy Spirit helps me.
Vem, Senhor, mais, Senhor.
More,
me revele, Senhor.
Reveal it to me, Jesus.
E agora você vai fazer o contrário.
And now you're going to do the
você vai pedir as coisas que você quer receber dele.
So you're going to ask the things you want to receive from him.
Você vai ter um entendimento mais profundo sobre essas sete promessas.
So you are going to have you are going to understand more about the seven promises.
Todas as outras promessas que ele tem te dado.
And all the promises that he has
Esse
given
é o
you.
Tempo.
This is the time.
Agora é a hora.
Now is the time.
O dia é hoje.
The day is today.
É agora, não é amanhã.
It's now, not tomorrow.
Você ouviu a profecia do Papa Mel?
You heard the prophecy
Todas
from
as
Papa Mel.
Que foram ditas através
all the prophecies that has been given through the word.
Se encha delas.
Receive them.
Se apodere delas.
Receive them.
Mas comece brigando por você mesmo, dentro de você mesmo.
But start by being, you know, asking him to show you where you need
em
to be cleansed.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Pai, eu declaro para cada que está ouvindo essa palavra.
Father, I declare for each one that is listening this word.
E os que vão ouvir, Senhor, nos meios de gravação.
And the people that are going to listen to it.
O Senhor alcance cada coração, cada família.
That you reach out to each one, each family,
cada
each person.
Cada um que ouve, Senhor.
Each one that listens to it.
E de cada palavra que foi pregada aqui, Pai.
And each word that has been preached in this place.
Cada Senhor.
That life is being
e a gente possa
that you release life.
Cada revelação, Pai. verdade.
That we can apply each revelation.
Possa viver nessa estação,
that
cada
we can
verdade absoluta
que foi
liberada.
In this season, every truth that's been released.
Nós nos apossamos das tuas verdades. Senhor.
We receive all your truth,
das
Father.
Tuas promessas, Senhor.
Your promises, Lord.
Como foi dito pelo Papa Mel, Senhor.
What has been said by Papa Mel.
Promessa dada.
Promise given. Promise kept.
Fale, promessa dada.
You say it. Promise given.
Em nome do Senhor Jesus.
Promise kept in the name of Jesus.
Vamos aplaudir.
Lord, would you seal this with your blood? We thank you, Father, that your power is moving right now to those deep places. Thank you, Holy One. Only you can do this, Lord. We're cooperating with your way. So we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You're still removing things. I see that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the great exchange. Thank you for the beautiful deposit, Lord, which births new levels of faith, new levels of hope, new levels of mercy being released. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to name things as you're sensing that. For it's the Lord just saying, I'm breathing on what you're recognizing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we walk in the truth of these promises. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that in you there's just no fear. No fear in love. And your perfect love casts out fear. Thank you, Father, that you uproot any fear which shows itself through control. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let it be, Father. Thank you that you examine us so beautifully, so gently, so kindly, so we can walk in that level of freedom to embrace in fullness every promise. Every promise becomes reality in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation that you release from heaven for us tonight. Thank you for the hope restored. Thank you, Lord, for restoration in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that the belief that you've given us to be able to step in and take a risk and receive and embrace your love is really no risk at all. It may feel that way, but from your heart, it's no risk because you're faithful. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are becoming larger than life in our eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you that even when we leave this place and we see circumstances that might not look any different, we choose to receive what you've done tonight and walk by faith, not by what we see, not by what we feel, but what your word says and what you've already done. Thank you for the open door. Thank you, Father, that we step into that place as your sons and daughters with a new place of an identity in you that cannot be taken or shaken. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that all things coming from your hand, coming from your throne, as Pastor Jerseo so beautifully and faithfully released, we say, yes, they belong to me. Thank you, Lord, for the deep and dark places that you've uprooted today. Father, the arrows that have been taken out of our hearts, the pieces that have been put back together in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that you don't give your love in pieces. Thank you, Lord, that we receive the fullness of that love now. Thank you for the embracing that you're doing in our hearts to embrace what you say and do, to embrace your heart. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let it be, Lord, that sweet calm that we're experiencing right now is evidence of the great exchange, the refreshing and the cleansing that knows no end. Continue your work, Papa. We release ourselves for you to do that. Thank you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord above, from you, by you, through you, and to you. All things, Lord. Thank you, Father. We say yes and amen, and we cherish this precious time where you have made yourself known, and we continue to seek your face, look into your beautiful eyes, and say more, Lord, because of you, for you. Thank you, Lord. Let it be in our lives and in the lives of those we love, for every promise truly shall be received, realized, and come to pass. Thank you, Lord, that our time is your time. Our way is your way. Thank you, Lord, that any place where we have thought something or some way that we do life needs to be a certain way, thank you, Lord, that you're shaking us up in a new way to trust you with things that make no sense or in the past made no sense. Thank you, Lord. This is a new day, new revelation, a new place in our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Trust you, Jesus. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for equipping us and taking us to that next place, that new dimension, Lord, where your fire burns brightly. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the release of holy fire tonight. Thank you, Father. Nothing can stop your fire. It's burning, it's blowing, it's releasing from your heavenly throne right into our hearts. Thank you for that refreshment, and thank you for that empowerment. May your name be praised, Lord, as you fill us with your power right now. Fill us, anoint us, increase that anointing right now. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you for a fresh baptism in your holy fire right now. Thank you, Lord. As you unpack that in our hearts, we'll walk that out where we can't stop thinking about you, talking about you, thinking about many things of the kingdom and talking to you, communing with you. And Father, thank you for the new ideas and the new steps and the new strategies that might have seemed scary before this message, but right now, even if there's an evidence or a point of scariness or fear, we say we're plowing right through, God. We're going through to the other side. We're walking through the fire, and they shall not scorch us. We're walking through and being taken through the waters, and they shall not overcome us, because your promises are real, because you are the Lord of all, the captain of the host. Thank you, God, for encouraging our hearts today, for you're so much bigger than we've ever realized, so much brighter. Thank you for the privilege to shine for you from here to eternity, that we would live with an eternal perspective in as we look at our schedules, with an eternal perspective as we look at our jobs, with an eternal perspective as we look at our families, with an eternal perspective, as we minister in those deep, dark places. Let it be, King Jesus. Let it be. Let it be. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You want to close us?
You just did.
God bless you all. We thank God for Pastor Jerseo and Inez. And we thank you, Jesus, for their lives. May you go with safety and provision and health and healing in your wings. So just extend your hands. I know it's a school night and all that, but we want to pray for Pastor Jerseo and Inez. Those who are still left, just come and gather around them right now. Just go over here, guys. As the Lord shows his glory and releases that, thank you, Father. Just put your hands on these precious ones. Some aren't able to be here right now, but many still are. So, Lord, we just lift up your holy presence over them right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you that you impart to them more than they've even released to us, that you would reward them for their diligent faith, that you would overwhelm them and overtake them, God, and that you would help them, Lord, walk out the fullness of their destiny and those who are close to them. Thank you, Father, that every dream, every vision, every idea, every heartfelt thought, everything, Father, that has come from your hand, it flows upon them and through them, shall be measured by you in heaven, King of justice, King of the universe, King and Lord of all, as they hold those golden scepters in their hands, God, with the keys of David that have been released, God, that they will know that the fullness of your release for them knows no bounds. I thank you, Father, that as they dream your dreams and as you've given them the ideas for the fullness before you return, Jesus, that each one will see it and realize it. They taste it. They will know it. They won't shrink back. They won't be discouraged by those who don't believe. They won't be discouraged by those who cannot see yet. They won't be put back by those who don't have the power yet to be able to lift up their arms. So, Father, we are ones who will lift up their arms and see them through to the other side as we partner with an eternal hope, eternal perspective, eternity is at large and in our minds. I just thank you for that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that Michelle has a word and sees something. Maybe you don't yet. Maybe you do. But he just told me to hand you the mic.
Well, I just saw a picture of a golden eagle. I just thank you, Lord, for liberty to every captive, liberty to every captive, liberty and freedom to every captive, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for your increase, Lord God, Father, in the deliverance anointing on this ministry, Lord, Father, on Casa de Jesus and Pastor Derceo and Inez, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for the generational blessing, Lord God, that you've started, Lord God, and are carrying out through their lives, Lord God, for generations, Lord. Father, not just the next generation, but the next and the next and the next. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're just freeing, Lord God, Father, captives, Lord, those that seem impossible, Lord, that you're freeing them, Lord God, in Jesus' name, even as they're here, Lord God, that they're going to come back and hear testimonies of those they've been contending for, Lord, even as they're here and they've given of their time, Lord God, and their giftings, Lord, they're going to hear of freedom, Lord God, and I just thank you, Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the release, Lord God, of your financial provision, Lord God, for those projects that you put in their hearts, Lord God, those ministries, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, for financial, Lord God, breakthrough, for, Father, just a river of finances, Lord, from your throne, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that these are ones who walk in compassion, Lord. Lord, who are moved by it, Lord, and that moves your heart, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, Lord, just for just the amazing examples that they are, Lord God, that they've touched, Father, our hearts, Lord, and helping us, Lord, to move out of things, Lord God, that we've been stuck in, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you bless their families, Lord. Father, their families, Lord, their families, Lord, that each one, Lord, in their families, Father, will come to the full saving knowledge of you, Jesus Christ, Father, and will move in liberty, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I just hear the Lord saying that you ain't seen nothing yet, that you ain't seen nothing yet, that over the years, the things that the Lord has done in Brazil, the things that he's cultivated, the things that we've seen from the very beginning until now, that you have not seen nothing yet, that the Lord is going to continue to provide, he's going to continue to grow, he's going to continue to cultivate, he's going to continue to change lives, he's going to continue to turn the communities into a place, Lord God, filled with his love. So I just thank you, Jesus, right now, Lord God. I thank you for Inez, I thank you for Pastor Zayo, and I thank you, Father God, for their hearts of love for each one of the people that they come across, Lord God, in the communities, Father God, and in Brazil as a whole, Father God. And I thank you that they have not seen anything yet, Lord God, that you are not finished yet, Lord God, that you have so much more that you want to do, Jesus, and you have so much more that you want to do through them, Jesus, and you have so much more that you want to do through these teams that come with Frontline, and you have so much more that you want to do through Danielle and Amanda, Lord God, and Joka Benji and Hyla, Father, you have so much more that you want to do, Lord God, that we have not seen anything yet, God. We have not seen anything. Your power, hope, your presence, Lord God, is going to change Brazil. It's going to change Brazil. It's going to change Brazil in the name of Jesus. Oh! And I just see buckets. I see buckets that are filled with hearts. And each heart is a different aspect of compassion. And the Lord is going to continue to show you more and more and more what it really means to be people of compassion. And each heart has a different piece of compassion for each person that you come across. You pull out, you get the love from the Lord, you take the love out, and each piece of heart has a piece of compassion for the person that you come across. I don't know how clear that was. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, God, that you're increasing the hearts of compassion for Inez and Pastor Sayo even more and more for every single person that they come across, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you for the apostolic call and anointing on Pastor Joseo. And I thank you, Father, that you've opened up Brazil through this man, Father, and you brought the gospel of the kingdom from the other nations, God, with a new wave, a new authority, with the resurrection power of you, Lord Jesus Christ, and that door has already been opened. So, Father, I just thank you that you completely take over and move him in the ways that you've ordained from beginning the foundation of the world in the areas of Brazil. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Papa of Brazil. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this call on his life. Thank you, Father. The giftings and the callings of you are irrevocable. Oh! So I thank you for that. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we call a resurrection of the fullness of that call. I call it out. I call it out. And every vision and dream that you've had, PD, they shall come to pass. Every one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just speak in acceleration. I hear the word, Father, that what has taken seemingly so long has turned the corner. So I thank you, Father, that every prophetic word that, as PD said, that Papa Mel released as well, and all the other papas and the mamas in the house, Father, I thank you that he's receiving that. I thank you, the Lord says, the Lord, I thank you that the Lord is saying to you that you shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and now is your time. Now is your time. Now is your time. The time for the ministry, the time for your family, the time for breakthrough, the time for the realization of the promises that you've been standing for and believing. The Lord says that I hold nothing back. The Lord says that I have paved the way, that you have walked the road. You understand that cup of suffering that we heard about on Sunday and the cup of joy. So I thank you, Lord, for mixing those waters together as he's releasing that prophetic word. And, Father, that this is coming to pass in a new way. Sao Paulo being the beginning and going to the other areas of Brazil. I thank you for the natural resources. I thank you, Father, for the hidden treasures and wealth of the nations being released. I thank you that he has been steadfast. I thank you, Father, that he's been unmovable and unshakable. And I thank you, Father, that he shall see the wealth of the wicked given to the righteous. Oh! And I thank you, God, that you release it to him. And I thank you, Father, for all the blessings of Solomon that he has understood and released and received. And I thank you for 1 Kings 3 to come completely over him, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and Isaiah 45 in fullness. And he's not crazy. He's not silly. He's hearing you. And we believe, we receive, we destroy and advance. And I thank you, Father, for the advancement of the kingdom of heaven. Ho! On earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord.
Us from glory to glory, faith to faith.
Glory, Lord, I just thank glory. You for the anointing, Lord, of just what I heard, Lord, just dropped it in. Lord, the anointing of Noah, Father, of Noah to build the ark, Lord, I thank you. Hey, Lord, I thank you for Pastor Joseo and Inez, Lord, building what that you're calling them to build in Jesus' name, Lord, like Noah. Father, obedient when it looks crazy, when the world scoffs and mocks. But Lord, it was a place of refuge, a place of your presence. Hey, ah. Lord, I thank you for that anointing over them. In Jesus' name, to build, to build, to build. To build, to build, to build. Holy. To build in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for that. Over their lives, Lord, in Jesus' name.
You are gold, you sail. No matter who's walked away, I get it. But the Lord says to you, I've seen all. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. And he's calling back all that the enemy has tried. And he's bringing full restoration to you personally, as well as other things we've talked about. So you receive that, I think, my good friend.
So as we were praying in the middle, the Lord showed me like a giant dam with the gates, but I just saw the water behind the gates, and I just saw that breaking through, and I feel like there's areas that the enemy has held back, the flow of the river, the flow, specifically I was hearing finances, just a release of finances, but then that river turned into the Foz do Iguaçu, the picture that Mel showed, and it was just a release of power, it was a release of the anointing, the river of God, the Holy Spirit, and as well as the resources. So, Father, I just break off every binding spirit of the enemy, everything that's held back from both Pastor Joseo and Inez. I felt it was for both of you. Everything, and I just release your anointing, Father, just that entrepreneurial anointing, just anointing your spirit, wisdom, and favor before you, Lord, and before man, Father. I just thank you for fresh wisdom. Thank you for that release. Thank you for the spiritual hindrances removed. Father, I thank you for that word of Mel has been mentioned before and has been prayed out, just that, Lord, that a promise made is a promise kept. And, Lord, that now is the time. Now is the time. It was a now word. It's a breakthrough, Lord. There's a release coming now in Jesus' name. Thank you for that in every area, relationally, spiritually, in your families, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
While Troy is praying that, I'm seeing a picture of a very large serpent, but I see this hand come down and grab it, do one of these, and boom, and the head is severed and over. And the Lord says to you, at that generational hold, the Lord says, I've taken care of it. It's me, and I've done it for you. And what you've been waiting for, the Lord says, I have done it. It's me. I've taken care of it. I've gone, and I've taken care of it. You've been faithful. Son, you've been faithful. I'm taking care of it. I've done it. So may you realize the fullness of that in all the areas where heartache has been, from as far back as it goes, because Jesus knows all. Yeah. Feel that release. Saw these golden hands come. Just take it. Boom. Bam. It's over. Cut. Finished. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we want to see. Victory in the courtroom. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So cool. It's taking us from glory to glory. Strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory. Strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory. Strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory. Strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory. Strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory. Strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory. Strength. strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory. Strength.